From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Salt Lake City hit a new record high yesterday, 92 degrees. The previous record for May 11th was 91. And we're in for more heat today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service also says strong winds and dry thunderstorms are in the forecast tomorrow afternoon in central and southern parts of the state. Add in higher overnight temperatures and low humidity, and that means fire danger will be up. Shelby Law is a meteorologist with U.S. Wildland Fire Services.
We know that the drying of the fuels is about 4 to 6 weeks ahead of schedule or ahead of normal. And so we are definitely starting to become a little more concerned earlier this year than we normally would.
She says everyone needs to be extra careful right now with anything that could start a fire. The Utah Fire Info Dashboard shows there have been more than 130 wildfires so far this season. 85% of those were human-caused. Damage from wildfires costs hundreds of billions of dollars every year in the U.S. New research shows that prescribed fires and other treatments can prevent some of that loss. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
It's well known that prescribed fire can bring significant ecological benefits and help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire. But a pair of new papers tries to put some dollar figures to the impacts. One of the studies found that over 7 recent years, U.S. Forest Service projects helped communities avoid $2.8 billion in harm.
So for every dollar that the Forest Service spends, we find that the public saves $3.75 in property loss, smoke and health impacts from wildfire smoke, and carbon emissions.
That's Frederick Strabo, lead author on both of the papers. But the researchers also found that not all prescribed fires and other projects are created equal. And in general, the research shows that the larger they are, the more likely they are to have positive impacts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The Southern Ute Indian Tribe will now have more control over managing and developing energy on its land. The U.S. Department of the Interior signed an agreement with the tribe. The tribe will be able to enter into energy-related leases and other agreements without getting the green light from the federal government. The tribe says this will help them protect their land and culture and ensure development benefits tribal members. The U.S. government says the agreement supports a national goal of boosting domestic energy production and lowering costs. Guardsman Pass is now open, and that's 9 days earlier than last year. The Utah Department of Transportation closes a number of seasonal mountain roads through the winter. They typically shut the gates in November and reopen them in May or June. Guardsman usually opens around Memorial Day. It was May 20th last year. But 2026 has had the lowest snowpack in Utah's recorded history. You're listening to KUER News.